KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has given the green light for Iowa high school baseball and softball to start on June 1st. Both seasons were in doubt due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And effective June 1st, Iowa schools will be permitted to resume school-sponsored activities and learning. According to the appropriate public health precautions, this will include high school baseball and softball activities.
Reynolds says parents and athletes have been anxious to get playing again.
High school athletics was the logical place to start the process of bringing athletics back in season. We're working closely with the Iowa High School Athletic Association and others to make this possible.
She says they're also looking to get other sports back as well.
Together with the Department of Public Health, we're also working with youth sports associations to develop a plan to bring other sports opportunities back for this back for the summer, and more will be coming on that next week.
The IGHSAU Board of Directors and the IHSAA Board of Control met after the announcement Wednesday, both groups voting to approve the remaining, resuming the 2020 summer seasons under Iowa Department of Education guidelines. Spring sports seasons never began and were ultimately canceled on April 17th following the cancellation of in-person K-12 schooling for Iowa's academic year. The original first practice date was May 4th for baseball and softball. According to the guidance from the Iowa Department of Education, coach-athlete contact for all in-person, out-of-season sports is suspended until July 1st. Both of the organizations currently plan to conduct their state tournaments at their previously announced venues, softball at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge and state baseball at Principal Park in Des Moines. Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell announced three new players added to the team for the 2020 season on Wednesday. Defensive back Greg Ross, kicker Alex Probert, and tight end Deshaun Hanica are all added to their roster. Ross and Probert are grad transfers, Ross from North Carolina, Probert from Liberty, while Hanica is transferring from Butler Community College to join the Cyclones. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are a self-motivated team, and that will help them make progress even while the campus is closed. If Luka Garza removes his name from the NBA draft, the Hawkeyes will return nearly their entire roster from last year's club that finished 20-11.
But I think most importantly, they're connected as friends, as teammates, as competitors, and be truthful, that's when it's fun to coach, because when you have a group of guys that show up and work hard every day and support each other and challenge each other and try to get better and come back and do the same thing the next day, that's when your team has success.
McCaffrey says it's a team that is driven to improve.
The drive comes within each one of the players. I mean, the coaches are always going to be driven and professional. And I feel really good about the group that we have in terms of that area, you know. This is a self-motivated group. They put the time in. They take care of their bodies. They live their life the right way.
McCaffrey says they're trying to keep a normal routine, even though they're working from home.
The daily routine of get up, go to the office, meet with your staff. What are we doing with our guys in terms of skill development? How are we doing with strength and conditioning? Meet with Bill Maxwell, our strength coach, and anybody that's banged up. How are we doing, Brad Floyd, and talk to the team doctors? I mean, those conversations are still going on, but they're not in person and they're not at the office.
Also in basketball news, the Drake women's basketball program picked up a commitment yesterday. Ames senior, junior Ashley Iams announced a commitment to the women's basketball program. The 6'1", 2021 prospect averaged 13.2 points, 6.1 rebounds, and 2.9 assists this last year for the Little Cyclones as they finished with a record of 11-12. Iams made 53 three-pointers, shooting 34% outside the arc during her junior season. Des Moines school officials will join with Drake University to build a $19.5 million stadium for high school and middle school sports. The city's school board unanimously approved a resolution Tuesday to pay $15 million for construction costs using sales tax revenue. Drake will donate land, pay remaining costs, and be responsible for maintaining the stadium. It'll be built near the university's basketball arena. The 4,000-seat stadium will be the home field for four of the district's five high school football teams and will be home for all of the district's soccer teams. It also will be available for other school uses and middle school football and soccer games. Drake also will use the field for its soccer teams. The Iowa women's volleyball program is on probation for 1 year and has to vacate 33 wins over two seasons as part of its penalty for violations committed by former coach Bond Szymanski. The university's athletic department will also pay a $5,000 fine to the NCAA as part of the negotiated resolution. Szymanski admitted making two cash payments totaling $2,000 to a prospective player during the summer of 2017. He was fired in June 2019. The 33 vacated wins came in matches in which the player appeared in the 2017-18 and 2018-19 seasons. Stephen F. Austin has received postseason bans and agreed to several sanctions, including probation, scholarship reductions, and the forfeiture of wins for having low scores on the NCAA's academic progress rate. Those sanctions will bar the football, men's basketball, and baseball teams from postseason tournaments for 1 year. The three teams were on a nationwide list released Tuesday that faced bans for posting a four-year score below 930. The men's basketball team had the lowest score of any team in Division I at 810. The SFA football program was one of six other Division I teams nationwide that fell below 900 at 894. Well, the rain was kind to Denny Hamlin at Darlington. Hamlin became the winner of NASCAR's first Wednesday race in 36 years when rain stopped the event with 20 laps remaining. The Daytona 500 winner was out front but out of fresh tires and trying to hang on when he got unintended help from Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Kyle Busch. The reigning Cup champion caused Chase Elliott to crash eight laps earlier to bring out the caution. A furious Elliott waited for Busch on the apron of the track and flipped Busch the middle finger as he passed. Busch later admitted he made a mistake and misjudged the gap between the cars. He finished second, followed by Sunday's winner Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Eric Jones. Wednesday's race was delayed 90 minutes by rain after Tuesday's Xfinity race was washed out. Hamlin has won three times at Darlington and has two wins so far this season. Well, for the first time in nearly two decades, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs will have a new punter. Identifying who that will be in the midst of a pandemic is no easy task. The Chiefs have signed Tyler Newsome and undrafted rookie Tommy Townsend to compete for the job. But with healthy players barred from the practice facility, the organization is relying on videos of their private workouts to help keep tabs on the race for that job. Philadelphia Governor Tom Wolf says his state is working on guidelines to allow sporting events and exhibitions to get back to some semblance of normalcy. Wolf said he's been in touch with major professional organizations, including NASCAR, the NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, and others, to figure out how they can resume competition in the state. He said he expected his administration will decide in the coming days on guidelines for various venues, sports, and activities going forward. NASCAR's first cup race outside the South is slated for Pocono Raceway. The NFL is working on a helmet face guard that might provide the same protection as a surgical mask. Atlanta Falcons president Rich McKay says the issue came up about a month ago during a conference call with the league's competition committee. Many players already wear visors to protect their eyes. McKay says the new mask would cover even more of the face. The medical director of the NFL Players Association tells ESPN's Adam Schefter that the league engineers and sports equipment company Oakley are already testing prototypes of the modified mask. The NCAA Division I Council has voted to lift a moratorium on voluntary workouts by football and basketball players effective June 1st. That decision comes as a growing number of college leaders express confidence that fall sports will be played in some form. Notre Dame and LSU are among a number of schools that have announced plans to reopen their campuses for the fall semester. A decision on other sports was pending. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.